This is Sounds of Science. I'm John Sterling from Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. The $10 trillion healthcare industry, especially the practice of medicine, is being transformed by a major revolution. It's one that promises greater transparency, improved efficiency, and new ways of delivering care. A huge opportunity awaits those who are ready to embrace data-driven reality. Having the right data and knowing how to use it will be the key to success in the healthcare market in the future. Those are the thoughts of Harry Glorikian and Mallory Allison Branca, as expressed in their recently published book, Moneyball Medicine, Thriving in the New Data-Driven Healthcare Market. It's published by CRC Press. Glorikian, who currently serves as general partner at New Venture Funds, explains why he and Allison Branca wrote the book.
I look a lot into technology and tracking how fast things have been changing on the technology side since I was in college. I was lucky enough to be at Applied Biosystems when we were doing the human genome, and you could see that when we got 1% of the genome done, everybody out there in the marketplace was like, we have 99% to go. It didn't work that way. It didn't take us the equivalent amount of time to finish the 99%. It only took a handful of years to get the rest of the genome done. And so you could see that when you digitize stuff in medicine, you could see how fast that inflection point could happen. And so that drove me to really look at how is data going to change the practice in medicine, and why aren't we adopting methodologies that we have in industry into medicine? In other words, you have to measure to know what to improve, and then you make that change to improve your product when you bring it out the other side.
And how about some examples of how data and technology are going to transform medicine?
You know, you've seen these articles about how monitoring your heart health between the Alive Core band that pairs with your Apple Watch, and how you'll be able to determine atrial fibrillation without even having to go to your physician, to seeing artificial intelligence being applied to drug discovery and seeing how we'll be able to identify unique molecules that were not obvious through our normal paradigm, to, you know, the personalized medicine, where I see a wholesale change in the way that, say, an oncology department might be organized physically to be able to manage the data that comes in off of tumor samples and then be able to assess that data and then be able to tie that to the appropriate therapy, not based on marketing, but based on hard data, what pathways are available, and then be able to give the right drug to the right patient at the right time.
Anyone who walks into a major bookstore will find dozens and dozens of books exploring virtually every aspect of healthcare and medicine. Glorikian believes his book stands apart for a number of reasons.
We really do try to bring together healthcare and technology together to show different facets of where that's going to be applied. We didn't pick just one subject. We tried to sort of pick a number of subjects, like I mentioned, drug discovery, personalized medicine, you know, hospital operations. And then what we did was we went out and interviewed over 30 thought leaders. And the question to them was, don't tell me what could be. Tell me real examples of where data has changed the practice of medicine, your decisions, how it's impacted your financials. You know, some examples of that was I had a chance to speak to Christoph Wald, who is the chairman of the Department of Radiology at Lahey Clinic. And he described how they completely rewrote some of their systems code, looking at data analytics so they could look at equipment utilization in their Department of Radiology, how much radiation exposures for patients, and even how technicians and radiologists perform so that you could actually help them improve their own performance in that department. And they basically were able to up the quality or up the performance of each individual there, as well as reduce the imaging defect rate from, say, 8 to 10% down to less than 1% just by utilizing the data. Another example is we talk to people like Dr. Catherine Tang, who's the executive director at Metro Health Medical Center, where they're really analyzing their data about patients coming in and out of the hospital, and it helps them strategically decide where they should open another location, how they think about staffing so they don't get burnout. But it's trying to look at these real-world examples and how things can change. And you notice one of the examples that I gave you, which was Dr. King, that's not personalized medicine or drug discovery. It's how do we use this data to run the operations more efficiently?
Thanks for listening. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, I'm John Sterling.